all the trees there is has been planted here.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was the brush? What was that?
Mesquite trees.
Uh-huh. These are
and
trees.
Blackjack. They're just little shrubby stuff. Uh-huh. Well, maybe grow. I don't believe they grow any higher in the ceiling. About that. Mm-hmm. It's just brush. They're not brush.
Mm-hmm. Bushes.
Just bushes.
Mm-hmm. And then after they plowed, what did they do? Well, customarily, when they were putting in the crop, they'd plow and then what?
Well, my daddy always plowed up the ground and then he'd harrow it. Mm-hmm. And then he would lay open the furrows, mm-hmm. and then plant.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you do it.
Mm-hmm. Plant and then you'd harvest his...
Then you'd cultivate this about twice, mm-hmm. after it would get up. And of course, in cotton, you have to hoe cotton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know that?
And hoe it and hoe it and hoe it and hoe it.
Hoe it
chop
hoe
it, too.
Stay it right out and cut the weeds out of it. Mm-hmm. If you didn't, the crabgrass would eat it up.
I see, you chop cotton, too, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, chop
that's
cotton,
thinning
sure.
Thinning it out?
Mm-hmm. That's thinning it. Mm-hmm.
You chop it when you thin it, you hoe it when you take out the weeds.
Uh-huh.
Is this familiar?
No, I'm
she knows nothing
girl.
About it.
That's my problem, too. I'm a city boy, and I've learned all this secondhand.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way. Best way, too. But I didn't know what chopped cotton was.
Yeah, chopped cotton is to thin it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I guess they just plant it thin, don't they?
Oh, no, they still
they
chop
still
it.
Thin it?
They still chopped.
Oh, boy.
Some people do now. Some people have mechanical choppers that takes out part of the cotton.
Oh.
But we don't.
When you cut your hay, how many times did you cut it?
Well, my daddy, all the hay he had was alfalfa, and I think he usually got about 3 crops a year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did he call these anything special? First time he cut it, was that called anything special?
No.
How about the next time?
Well, he just said second crop,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or third crop, you know.
Mm-hmm. And wheat, did he raise wheat?
No, not any to amount to anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, that he raised, how did he harvest that?
What was the name of the thing that he used back?
Header?
No, it wasn't a header. He and Grandpa had a machine that they called a... I swear, I don't know. I can't remember what I see it. I know what it looked like.
Did they rake it up in...
In ricks. Take a rake and rake it up in... Just in ricks, you know.
A rick. Is that a mound?
Mm-hmm. Only they'd make it long. You'd come along with a rake, and you'd rake it across here for a certain length of time. Then you'd raise your rake up, and it'd empty it out in this row,
mm-hmm.
clear across. Mm-hmm. And they'd call that ricking it up, you know, with a rake.
And then what? Was it gathered together? And
Well, now I'll tell you. My brother and I baled all this,
mm-hmm.
with a baler.
Mm-hmm.
If it was... Now, as I say, alfalfa was about the only thing he ever had that mm-hmm. we did that way. But we'd always just rake it up and put it in the baler and bale it.
Mm-hmm.
Make bales of hay.
Mm-hmm.
Bales of alfalfa.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about your wheat? You said you didn't raise much. How did you harvest this?
I don't know. That was back when he first, even before, I think, before he and Mother was married, and the first, they had been married 4 years when I was born. And along that time, I don't remember Daddy ever raising wheat.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if he had a sheaf or a shock or a bundle or...
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh. How about others in the area? Did they have some
Yeah,
things?
They did. They had these, what you call them? That would go along with the little forks out to the front and raise that stuff up and
uh-huh.
put it in this thing. Well, I don't know what to call it.
Mm, and then it would be thrashed right there on the...
No. They'd had not then, not back then. Now you know they thrash it right on the spot.
Well, this was tied up automatically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what a nice way.
Uh huh. Yeah, and then they'd take it to a thrasher.
Uh huh.
The majority, some one person would have a thrasher,
uh-huh.
thrashing machine. They'd bundle uh-huh. this stuff up, and then they'd carry it over to this place and have it thrashed.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. That's right.